It's dawn, and you're on a grassy plain in southeastern Australia. Take a deep breath in. As you exhale, feel the heaviness and density of your body. You walk on all fours, are just over 3 feet long, and weigh about 70 pounds. You are a bare-nosed wombat, a solid and muscular marsupial. You have a short neck, are covered in dark brown fur, have a bare button nose and a stubby tail. You are built to burrow and dig the tunnels that are your home. You have powerful front claws and thick, strong rear legs. Your rodent-like front teeth are well-suited for gnawing through roots, as well as vegetation found in the plains and on the forest floor. You have a pouch on your stomach, and several layers of hardened cartilage protecting your rear end. This reinforced posterior is one of your primary defense mechanisms in case of attack from the dingoes and Tasmanian devils that seek to prey upon you. You can simply seek refuge in the nearest tunnel and plug the entrance with your hardened rear. As a gentle breeze rustles the grasses around you, take in another deep breath and feel the weight of this body slowly rise and fall. You are hungry and ready for your morning meal. You are a crepuscular creature, meaning you are most active during the twilight hours, just after dawn and just before dusk. As the sun rises this morning, you hear a few birds chirping in the distance and see some insects crawling on the ground beneath you. You meander over towards a patch of grass, taking one plodding step at a time. You see the stalk of thick grass that you want to eat amongst a larger bunch, and you use your split upper lip to separate it from the rest. You chew deliberately, enjoying the taste of the grass as you hear the morning sounds around you. You're in no particular rush. Your digestive system is slow when you move accordingly. You see the sun rising in the east, enjoying the morning light wash over the gently moving plains. You're alone this beautiful morning, and as a generally solitary being, this is how you like it. Occasionally, you pay a visit to one of your bare-nosed wombat acquaintances in their tunnel. A group of wombats is known as a wisdom, yet today you are not interested in the wisdom. As you eat the grasses, the temperature increases with the rising sun, and you begin to feel the heat through your thick fur. It's time to seek solace in the relatively cooler underground, in one of the tunnels you are digging. You walk slowly to the entrance of the tunnel that is your current project. The entrance is about 20 inches wide, approximately the same width as the rest of the tunnel and as your body. Some of your tunnels in other locations are 20 meters in length, but this one is not there yet. As your head enters a tunnel, your eyes begin to adjust to the reduced level of light, and you feel the cool ground brush against your stubby, triangular ears. You proceed slowly underground, enjoying the feeling of the temperature dropping the further you go. After walking about 6 feet in, you pass your sleeping chamber on the right. This is a small room off the side of the tunnel. It is slightly elevated relative to the rest of the tunnel in case of flooding, and you have lined the floor of this room with grasses and twigs for extra comfort. Now is not the time for sleeping, though. You have work to do. You continue further into the darkness, one step at a time. The air is now still and the ground cool. You reach a wall of hard earth at the end of the tunnel and resume your digging from the previous day. You raise your right arm, and with that arm only, you claw at the earth in front of you, loosening the soil with every swipe. Your repetitive motions are methodical and calm, leveraging the strength of your arm in combination with your sharp claws. You have a lot of digging to do, and you like to expend your energy in a slow, steady, and deliberate manner. You dig with your right arm only, accumulating loose earth beneath you with every swipe. When your right arm becomes tired, you stop digging, and you use both arms to push the pile of loose earth beneath your stomach past your pouch. Then you move your body forward so that the pile is behind your rear legs. You push the pile back towards the entrance of the tunnel with your rear legs at first, and then you use your hardened rear end to push it further, making deliberate incremental progress with every backwards push. As you approach the entrance, you can feel the tunnel getting warmer, and then the warmth of the sun on your behind as you push the pile out the front of the tunnel. You go back inside to resume digging. This time you use your left arm only. After three swipes, you discover a root protruding from the ground in front of you. You dig around it, and once it is no longer surrounded by the ground, you use your strong teeth to chew right through it. You add this piece of root to the slowly growing pile of loose earth you are accumulating beneath you, and decide to keep pushing forward a little more before backing this pile out. You have decided that this tunnel is going to be your masterpiece, and you intend to dig until you connect it to another tunnel you dug last year. You are going to pass this network of underground tunnels down to your children, and they will pass it to their children, just as you inherited tunnels from your ancestors. And with each strong swipe of the hard earth in front of you, you make slow, incremental progress.